Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on July 2nd, 2015. Voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. We're going to get those results any moment now. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm good, but I'm trying to figure out what all that noise is. I'm here. Is that static or what is
no,
that?
No, no. Robert? Hello?
Yeah.
There's a little brushing up against your mic that's happening on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was walking to into the other room. Is that better right now?
Yeah.
Without brushing against
Without the brushing, yeah.
Better, yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, great.
So, Jackie, you know, it's very exciting. You know, we've talked about lots and lots of events that are taking place this summer. But we're going to step back a moment and talk about some of the things that really are just sort of staples. And one of the staples, of course, in the South Bay are the piers, Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo Pier, and the jewel of the piers, despite the various activities that go on in the South Bay, the jewel has to be Redondo Pier.
Yes, absolutely.
It is an amazing construction, and it has an amazing history, and I'm so thrilled we're going to be talking about that. Jackie, who is our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Robert Resnick, president of the Redondo Pier Association. Robert is the president and CEO of RDR Properties, a commercial real estate investment company specializing in downtown revitalizations, including downtown Santa Monica's Third Street Promenade, and most recently, the historic Redondo Beach Pier. Over the last 35 years, he has built several successful companies, chaired various appointed boards, public boards and commissions, and has been interviewed and featured on a variety of topics in national and local media. Robert currently serves as a trustee on two university-related boards and is the incoming president of Kehillat Israel Congregation of the Pacific Palisades, which is the largest Jewish Reconstructionist congregation in the world. He formerly served as president of the City of Beverly Hills Civil Service Commission and chairman of the board of the City of Santa Monica's Downtown Revitalization Agency. A licensed attorney, Robert lectures at the university level on various entrepreneurship topics, and he speaks several languages. He is a very active leader in the Jewish community of Greater Los Angeles and has been a volunteer mentor for many years. A graduate of the University of California, Berkeley, and Southwestern University School of Law, Robert is a professional musician and plays lead guitar for 1969, a 60s rock and blues tribute band playing in local clubs and featured on television shows in and around Southern California. A native of Los Angeles, Robert resides with his wife and two children in the Southland, and the entire family loves to travel. So So this morning, as you mentioned, Joe, we're going to highlight several of the big events happening at the Redondo Pier this summer, and Robert's going to give us all the details. Welcome to the program, Robert. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're very glad to have you, Robert. What a resume. Rock and roll. And everything else.
Rob, he speaks rock and roll.
I'd like to meet that guy.
Yeah. I'd like to party with that guy. This is exciting. You obviously enjoy lots and lots of activities. You have, as I said, an amazing resume. And this pier, Redondo Beach Pier Association, is so vibrant. And I just want to step back a moment, as Jackie had said previously in our talks, and just talk about what's important to you, Robert, about the history and what you're trying to accomplish with the Redondo Beach Pier Association.
Oh, gosh. Well, a lot to talk about.
Right.
The Redondo Pier has a really storied history. It was one of the original endless piers in California. The so-called piers were intersections. It was a horseshoe shape, and one could walk around in circles endlessly. The Redondo Pier actually began as a freight and a working pier. Redondo Beach was the original deep water harbor in the Los Angeles region. Mm-hmm. And the Captain Longstad built the pier in the early 1920s, and freight boats would come and deliver lumber that was put on the train and take it all the way downtown Los Angeles.
Pierre, Robert, I'm sorry. I think you've moved a little bit too far from the transponder. The microphone's cutting out. Can
okay.
you get closer to the... To
I'll
the,
just put it to... There you go. Is that a little better?
Oh, much
yes.
better. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Did much of that come through? Do you like me to...
This is all right. This is good.
This is good.
Oh, okay. And once the pier was built and it was a functional pier, people just loved off from all over the South. They loved to come down and visit the pier and walk around. And then soon those that owned and operated the pier realized that there was a great opportunity for tourism and entertainment and restaurant and nightlife and community life. Right. And that's when all the restaurants and the stores and the little boutiques came. It led to the great historic Redondo Beach Hotel that was built where today we have the Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it only lasted less than a decade before it burnt down. It was a sister hotel to the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And from there, we had a landmark carousel building called the Roof's Hippodrome. Mm-hmm. With individually wood-carved horses. It was all indoor. It was something similar and, in fact, built by the same company that built the Santa Monica Carousel. And over the years, it has been the heart and the diamond of the South Bay. It is, I believe it was at one time, and may still be, the largest pier and harbor complex in the state of California. Hmm. And as happened to so many harbors and piers up and down the state, they had their great heyday.
Robert,
are we losing him? We're losing him.
I think it's the distance between him and the computer.
Oh,
that's the distance.
Can he pick up the receiver? Robert, can you pick up your receiver?
I have it. I have my receiver in my hand.
Okay. All right.
We lost you there.
Yeah, we lost you for a minute. But you're back.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Continue. We're sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as the as time went on and the competition developed for the pier, and it came into a little bit of disrepair. We had the great fire of 1989 that made front page headlines on USA Today.
Yeah.
We've had floods and everything that one would expect when you live, work, and entertain people on the right on the Pacific Ocean, over the ocean. And so about 10 years ago I entered into a dialogue with the city leaders at City Hall and decided to launch a revitalization of the pier. And the result was the Redondo Landing. I'm the master reef holder and the owner of that portion of the pier. It's one third of the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. And that went very well. We rebuilt the building sort of in the image of the landmark carousel building that I mentioned earlier that was on the pier in the 1920s. And the city and the public responded so well to that that it grew and snowballed into what is now the planned major 15-acre revitalization of the entire pier and harbor, the remainder of the pier and the harbor. And Centrical has been selected, and there will be 500,000 square feet of new hotel, restaurant, and cafe and retail space built. Stages now, and the I think one of the landmarks and highlights of the project will be a 30,000 square foot market hall, something like Pike's Market in Seattle, Washington, where everybody from the area can come down and just get the absolute best fresh fish catch. They'll have vegetable markets and fruit markets.
Mm.
And it's a really, really exciting time for the pier, and we expect it to be the premier destination spot on the West Coast when it's completed and opened in a few years from now.
Wow. That does bring us right up to the present. And as I understand it, there actually will be people will be, actually be able to wade into the water right in the middle of the endless pier. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe that the plan is to build a beach entry right there, and in addition to that, there will be the bike path, which now is interrupted around the pier, will be made continuous. There will be a wonderful walking path. There will be a bridge between the pier and the harbor, connecting everything. A lot of green space. It'll really be a very open space lit type environment where one can interact and see and feel the beauty and the invigorating spirit of the Pacific Ocean wherever you go in front.
It's you know, the vistas, the obvious great shopping and great dining. It's hard to imagine 500,000 square feet of new space. It's just unimaginable.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, a lot of that space down there in the marina, it's a lot of parking lot.
Yeah.
You know that. I mean, you know, there's a little building Ruby's here, and there's a little building Samba's here. And, you know, a lot of that space could just be way better utilized.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, and let me, if I may interject, it's very important for your viewers to know that that is not an addition of 500,000 square feet in addition to what we have today.
Hmm.
It's much of that will be a renewal of what's already there. So it won't be a 500,000 square foot growth plan. It'll be a primarily a renewal plan with some additional space being built.
I see. Reuse. Reduce, reuse, recycle. A recycled use of space.
Repurpose, revitalization.
Right.
Exactly. And in the urban planning world, we call it adaptive reuse.
Adaptive reuse.
It'll be repurposed. It'll be brought up to date. It'll be made It'll be made absolutely more appealing and enjoyable for visitors, and it will feel all brand new. But in fact, it will be a repurposing and an improvement of much of what's there. There will be more parking built.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be, I believe, a little roadway built between the pier and the and the harbor for deliveries and people to move around. But one thing that's very interesting, I think, to note is that at the present time, Redondo Beach has no downtown.
Mm.
And the reason Redondo Beach has no downtown is because the beautiful old historic downtown that used to be there was, probably 40, 50, 60 years ago. I don't remember the exact date, but it was taken away and demolished in order to build condominiums. So the plan for this section of the city is appropriately titled the Heart of the City Plan. And the pier and the harbor has always been the heart of not only Redondo Beach, but the entire South Bay. And the plan is just to bring it back with a much stronger identity, a much more relevant appearance, appealing appearance, and more relevant uses to what people enjoy and want to visit and see today.
Wow.
There was still that downtown Pier Avenue in the 60s, because my husband remembers it. So it was still there at some point in the 60s, and then it was after that that it was completely scraped and all these condominiums were built. But if you drive around, particularly on Broadway and some of the streets, the side streets along there, you can still see a lot of the older buildings. It was a neighborhood. It was a living, working neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, where people lived. And there are still some businesses down there. You know, there are still a couple in these little hidden pockets that as you drive through, you could see how at one time it was a vibrant downtown area.
Absolutely. And there were, and the Redondo Pier area has a history of landmark quality buildings and businesses. We used to have the Plunge,
mm-hmm.
which at the turn of the 20th century was a place where people would go and rent all wool bathing suits that weighed about 15 pounds on them after they got out of the water. and they jump and dive in. And in fact, if your listeners want to see what some of these things look like, at the Redondo Landing, we have created and put up a graphic picture series called The Pier Then and Now. And it shows many of these places. It shows the old downtown. It shows the old carousel building. It shows the Plunge. It shows the old Redondo Hotel. It even has a picture of the Redondo Beach Beauty Queen, I think, from 1925. It's really wonderful. And then it shows current pictures, and you see the striking evolution of the city of Redondo Beach's pier and harbor. And we have another graphic series called Living the Beach Life, let's say. It's something like that. And it's actually a collection and a pictorial presentation of century-old postcards. And both of these historical photo and postcard collections were retrieved from a variety of sources, but largely from former city councilman Pat Faust and his wife Linda, who have a wonderful collection of historical photos and postcards.
Hmm. That's wonderful.
To go with his collection of cars.
Right.
Yes.
I want to go.
You can also see Pat's car collection.
Yeah, we got to go hang out in Pat Al's garage one of these days, Joe. Yeah, one of these days.
He would love it and welcome you anytime.
Okay, well, tell him you said so, Robert.
Okay.
So we need to do
a station break is what we need to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about the Redondo Beach Pier and events coming up this summer with none other than Robert Resnick, president of the Redondo Pier Association. We're going to get into all of these events that are coming up and some more of the history and also some more of the exciting renovations that will be taking place on the Redondo Beach Pier. If you'd like to join us and you have a question or comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And at this time, we'd also love to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfers. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. So, Robert, we're all looking forward to the renovations and the new look and feel of the pier, but there's some great events that are going to be taking place this summer. Let's talk about those. Where would we like to start with those, Robert?
Oh, gosh, I think you almost have to start with the summer concert series, which is probably our biggest event of the year.
Right.
And it starts tonight. It starts tonight.
It does. It does. Very exciting. Tonight will be Healy and the Longboards, a Beach Boys tribute band.
Right.
And they're terrific. And then, of course, the big kickoff is always July 4th. We'll have three bands playing. You'll hear Rewind playing classic hits, Backtracks playing classic rock, and that cover band playing 60s to 90s music. Mm. And then it will go on every Thursday and every Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. until Saturday, September 5th. And you will hear my band, 1969, playing classic rock and blues from the 60s. On Saturday night, August 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m.
Right. Saturday night. Okay. That's really amazing.
That's if you missed us last Sunday morning, you played the CBS KCAL morning talk show.
Yeah.
And as a little warm-up for the summer concert series.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, Joe, have you been down to the summer concert series on the pier? I have.
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah, it's great.
It is great, and it's such a great venue to listen to music, and the eclectic mix of people, and you know, it's just it's very nice. There's something about the traffic flow on the pier that makes it really comfortable, and of course, the sea breeze.
Well, because it's a horseshoe.
It's the endless pier.
Yeah. You don't just walk out to the end and turn around and come back.
Right.
Like other piers, this one you can mosey on, and there are things at both ends.
Right.
That you can do, you know. So it's a great way to spend an evening, you know. You can walk down there. You can ride your bike down there. I mean, you can drive your car too. But and you can stop. You can eat there. You can do a little shopping. You can play some games. You can do different things. And then grab your beach chair out of your car and you know, set it up on the pier and sit there and watch the sunset while you're listening to live music.
Right.
I think there's no better place to do anything in Southern California than on the waterfront. And it's going to be a great time for all. And we have wonderful restaurants on the pier. Everybody knows and loves Old Tony's. Mm-hmm. We now have Barney's Beanery, which is just become a favorite. Also, I might add that it won't be in time for the summer concert series, but the El Trio, which is a great place to go get local Mexican food, will be completely reinventing themselves this fall, introducing a new national concept on the pier in their store. It'll be a new, improved, and better El Trio.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Portside Cafe if you want to sit outside for outside dining. We've got the Oceanside Crab House that serves delicious Asian-flavored lobster, crab, and has a very, very wide menu of Asian and American food. So we welcome everybody down. I think nobody will come down and not have a great time.
That's wonderful. One of the questions that came to mind, Robert, is that there are lots and lots of new eateries and new dining experiences throughout the beach cities, Hermosa, Manhattan, Redondo. But if someone wants to get on the pier, it seems like there's very little space available, because once someone comes in, they kind of never leave. Do you have a long waiting list of businesses that want to get on the pier?
We do. And you couldn't have said it more accurately. It is very rare that an opportunity comes up for someone to rent a new space on the pier, because those that have leases and operate businesses virtually never give them up. They either get passed down to the next generation or sold when one reaches retirement age.
Right.
We do have a new tenant, a new small tenant coming in. It's going to be very, very cool and very, very fun, especially during the summer. It's called Jade Snow,
mm-hmm.
and it is. It is sort of a milk ice flavored product that's really tasty and really unique, and they should be opening up in the next several weeks. We have some of the world's best Italian gelato now. We have a store that opened up when we finished completing the Redondo Landing. It's called Bella Gelato.
Mm.
For continued entertainment, we have a new lounge club opening up in the next week or two called The Boogie. And it is really, they've just done a wonderful job creating a really nice, warm, cozy, really cool, kind of edgy environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the basement of the Redondo Landing. And they have the entrance is right there at the corner of the pier on the bike path, and it actually is in the same space that was occupied years ago, four decades, by the world famous Concerts by the Sea.
Now,
is it the old Brixton space?
Yes.
Next door to the old Brixton space.
Next door. Okay.
We do have a new club opening up in Brixton space also. It will be called Kamakura, and it'll be featuring sushi and Asian cuisine, and both clubs will have live entertainment, and it will just be a great place to come down and enjoy a nice romantic evening there.
But the Boogie, in particular, that's going to feature dancing, yes?
Dancing. And so the pier is coming back big time, and we continue to roll out new venues for visitors. and it will continue to ramp up to the entire acreization, and I think it's quite a unique opportunity for people to come down and watch it happen, watch it evolve, and while they're having a great time.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as we know, we've already got our new bike path, mm-hmm. right? And Shade Hotel has gone vertical. You know, they said that's going to be done in January, right?
I'm not exactly sure about the.
I think Mike did
about
say
the
that.
Timing.
Yeah.
But it sounds about right. And that's going to be a really, really cool place. If any of your listeners have been to the Shade Hotel in Manhattan Beach, they'll know that it's a very hip, very cool place. It also is a completely sustainable, environmentally constructed hotel.
Right.
We're very excited about that.
Yeah, one thing I might add is that I'm sure most of your listeners have seen the Redondo Landing. It's the style, as I mentioned, reflects the old historic landmark carousel building that used to be on the pier. And it really represents the image in the architecture that will be coming. The city council adopted a policy that they want, and so that's why we developed this vintage-themed architecture for the Redondo Landing, and there's going to be all kinds of new places that will really take you back into the old grand historical days of the pier.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the Redondo Landing, Robert, are there still leases available, space available in the Redondo Landing for businesses that want office space?
Well, unfortunately, we're 100% leased up.
Oh,
or fortunately.
good for you, bad for others. Oh well.
right. Yeah, I mean it's when you go to the pier and you experience it as a business owner or as an entrepreneur, you know, your mind races with all the different things all the possibilities. And then you find out it's 100% leased, and no one wants to leave.
nobody wants to leave. And business is really, really, really going great on the pier. And it's because people love being there. They love the experience, and they don't come once. They come and come back again and again.
Right.
I got a quick question. You know, I'm trying to remember how far back the concerts on the pier, they're called the Summer of Music. So every summer they come out with this concert schedule called the Summer of Music. About 3 or 4 years ago, we had the Summer of Color when they painted all the lifeguard stands up and down the California coast. Remember they did that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How long ago did you start this Summer of Music concert series?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember the exact date, but it's been going on for years and years and years. It may be. I've only owned and been the master leaseholder of the Redondo Landing for a mere quarter century. And it's been going on longer than I've been there.
Really?
I've been here 27 years.
Oh, okay.
And,
so it's been going on that long. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me, but a lot of people still don't know about it, which I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah. And when you go back in time, Jackie, and look at the events we have, we have, in addition to the Summer Concert Series, we have an entire annual calendar of events that are completely free to the public. We have...
Before we get to that, that was the lead and that was perfect. But before we get to what's coming up, I want to just mention what just ended. For the month of June, every Friday night, you were doing free movies on the pier.
Mm.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And that just ended.
Yes, and I believe this is the second year we've done that. And it's we try and keep things up to date and adapt to people's changing tastes. But we also, I've I believe, have the world's longest running international kite festival.
Right.
I think we're in our 43rd or 44th year. It is absolutely breathtaking to be down there and see the entire sky filled with the most amazing kites. We have a kite store, great kite store on the pier.
The Sunshine Kite Company.
They've been there years and years and years too, decades. And we have the historic auto show every year that Pat Ost puts on.
Right.
We have the Taste of the Pier. We have our annual Chalk Festival where kids from all over the South, they come and compete in really fun little contests with prizes for the best chalk art on the pier. And there's something virtually, and any time you or anyone is in the mood to come down and have a great time at the pier, there's certain to find some great events and great place shops and restaurants.
You know, earlier this year, I was riding my bike I was meeting some friends in Hermosa. It was a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I was meeting some girlfriends in Hermosa, and I'm on the bike path, and it was the day of the kite festival.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're riding up from Torrance Beach, you can see all of these, you know, hundreds of kites in the sky, all right? And as I got closer, they were unbelievable. I mean, kids could buy a ready-made kite, you know, inexpensive ready-made kite that they could do. But there were so many true kite enthusiasts there that homemade kites, huge kites. And just as I was probably a block or two from the pier, and there was a big crowd of people just stopped dead on the bike path. So I pulled over and I was watching, and it was this one guy. He had the most amazing kite I've ever seen. And he had a whole crew there, finalizing whatever they had to do before it got airborne.
The flight crew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a flight crew. And it was crowded down there. It was a beautiful day. There was great wind, right? Everybody and their mother had a kite up. And I ended up standing there with my bike for about an hour and a half just watching. A good portion of it was this guy, because it was a round kite. Don't even ask me how it was aerodynamic. But and then other people, he goes to launch it, and it goes straight up. And as I said, there was a brisk wind, and it came straight down and took about 12 other kites with it. That's how crowded it was. You know, it was so crowded down there. But everybody was so good-natured about it. You know, there were like 50 people trying to untangle. And as I said, I stood there for about an hour and a half and watching all the other people. You know, all these people are launching their kites and they're getting them mixed up with the other. It was so much fun. I mean, just to watch, not even to take part.
Oh my God! And everybody gets to be down at the beach. We shouldn't overlook reminding everyone that summer's coming, and we have a beautiful big sandy beach, and that's where the kite festival takes place. And any day of the week, it's just a wonderful place to go and pop into the ocean.
Right. As Jackie said, the breeze is endless, as endless as the pier. It's always comfortable down there. I mean, when it gets hot, the pier is the place to be.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Something else I might mention, I'm sure many of your listeners read about it. We just installed a really beautiful and really fun piece of public art at the Redondo Landing. It's our mermaid, and we have a naming contest that is just coming to a close. So any of your listeners who have an interest can go on to our website, redondobeach.com, and not only check out our whole calendar of our annual calendar of events, they can see restaurants and dining and shopping opportunities there are, and see some really cool pictures of the pier, but also participate in the naming contest for Redondo's newest mermaid.
How did I not know about this? How did I not know about this, Joe?
I don't know.
We had the mayor and I held a joint press conference a few months ago, and it really is beautiful. It's a tall mermaid. It's right at the entrance to the pier. She spins around. She's lit up by neon and has an arrow. It's a diving mermaid. She's diving into the sea, and there's an arrow pointing down to the sea, down to Davy Jones' locker, where she'll probably end up when she ends up in the sea, hopefully in the next century. And it's really cool and fun to watch. And in fact, if you're in Barnes Beanery eating, you can actually sit and watch her spin around and light up and blink. It's fabulous.
I've seen the mermaid. I've seen the mermaid. I ride by it on my bike every weekend, so I've seen the mermaid. But I didn't know there was a naming contest. When does that end?
Well, it will probably end at the end of this month. So there still is time for people to put their names in. There'll be some prizes, and it'll be kind of fun to think that you might be the one to actually give Redondo's newest mermaid its permanent name.
Oh, we got to do this, Joe. We got to come up with something good. I bet there's going to be a lot of aerials, right? There's going to be a lot of aerials that have, for the mermaid. But anyway, listen, we need to do another station break, and I got to get into the weekend guide. So.
Right. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show. We're covering Redondo Beach Pier events and, of course, the pier itself. What a jewel of the South Bay. And now, Jackie, what's going on around town?
Okay, well, it's the 4th of July weekend, so there's a ton of stuff going on around town. I just want to mention before I mention the events here, the South Bay isn't a large area, geographically speaking. But on the 4th of July, getting from point A to point B is gridlock hell if you're driving, all right? We all know that after the fireworks show ends, it can take you 2 hours just to get to PCH. Mm. So, everybody... There's enough events spread out throughout the South Bay that you can either walk or bike to. You don't have to get in your car. So I'm just suggesting that everybody put some air in your tires, put on the bike helmet, and that's how you should get around this Saturday for the 4th of July. Anyway, before we get to the 4th of July stuff, the City of Torrance Community Services Department invites the public to stop by for some fun in the sun at a variety of parks this summer. The program will offer innovative group-based outdoor games designed to stimulate and challenge participants. This program is non-custodial, and participants are free to come and go as they please. It's a free program offered on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. at a dozen different parks. So, and again, as with this and anything else I tell you here, you can go to my website, and all the information is there, all right? We've been talking about it the last 45 minutes. The Redondo Beach Pier Association presents the Summer of Music Concert Series every Thursday and Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. starting tonight, July 2nd, and running through August 31st. The first concert of the season features Woody and the Longboards. These concerts are free to the public, so gather your friends, family, and neighbors for a casual, relaxing evening of entertainment on the pier, okay? And before the barbecues and the fireworks kick off on Saturday, everybody should go and take part in the Village Runner 4th of July 5K Run, Walk, and Firecracker Dash presented by UCLA Health. It's run by the Village Runner, and it takes place, starts and ends in Riviera Village. So that's a huge annual event. The community is invited to celebrate our nation's birthday at the 2015 Redondo Beach 4th of July Family Fireworks Spectacular. This family-friendly event will feature first-come, first-served seating throughout the Seaside Lagoon. You can bring your beach chairs, blankets, and umbrellas. Gates open at 2. All-day fun for the kids include swimming in the lagoon, inflatable slides, arts and crafts, party music with a live DJ, special menu of food and beverages from Ruby's Diners. Attendees are welcome to bring prepared food and drinks, but the event is alcohol-free. There will be no alcohol allowed and no alcohol sales inside the lagoon, and no outside alcohol will be permitted. Ticket prices are $15 for adults, $10 for children. Parking at the marina lot is $15, and guests must arrive by 3:30 p.m. for guaranteed space in the lot, okay? So that's down at Seaside Lagoon at Portofino Way. The El Segundo Recreation and Parks Department presents the 4th of July Community Celebration and Fireworks Spectacular. It's an all-day event with activities for the entire family. It takes place in Recreation Park. The fun gets underway at 10 a.m. There's a hula hoop contest, water balloon toss, sack races, and more. There's going to be a pie-eating contest, and then there's live music on the softball field from 5 to 7 p.m., and then at Stevenson Field from 7 to 9 p.m. The fireworks show, sponsored by Chevron, blasts off at 9 p.m. with expanded seating opportunities, including general admission, senior citizen, and resident priority seating. All right, that's in El Segundo. Mm-hmm. The city of Rancho Palos Verdes celebrates the 4th of July with live entertainment, food booths, kiddie carnival rides, games, arts and crafts, pie eating contests, and much, much more. This event will take place at Point Vicente Park and the RPV Civic Center and runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free, and complimentary shuttle service along Hawthorne Boulevard is provided. On-site parking is available for $5. All right, so for additional information and complete schedule of events, you can check the website at www.rpvca.gov. All right. Now, every Independence Day, a resident provides a spectacular 4th of July fireworks show from a barge off Torrance Beach. Jackie Brills has been arranging and picking up the tab for this fireworks display for many, many years, much to the delight of locals. Now, the fireworks were originally part of a birthday celebration that eventually turned into an annual neighborhood event. It's never been advertised, but when the city of Torrance canceled the annual fireworks show at Wilson Park a few years ago, all the displaced revelers headed west. So now thousands of people gather on the beach in the Esplanade to enjoy the show. Now, again, I'll mention it again. If you plan to attend, you got to be patient because the city takes a lot of traffic measures and blocks off most of the residential streets. So getting in and out of the area can be very frustrating. So, come on down, enjoy, but be very, very patient when the show ends. The city of Palos Verdes Estates presents an old-fashioned 4th of July on Saturday, July 4th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. now in its 54th year. This free community event is a favorite with locals and visitors alike. Pack a picnic and plan to make a day of it. Children are encouraged to decorate their bicycles in red, white, and blue and participate in the patriotic bicycle parade. There's going to be family games, face painting, Jim Gamble All-American Puppet Show. They have a full schedule of events. So that takes place on the playing fields of Malaga Cove School, located at 300 Paseo del Mar in Palos Verdes. The city of Manhattan Beach presents the annual Concerts in the Park series kicking off on Sunday, July 5th. That's this Sunday in Poliwag Park. It's a summer-long event, and I believe the Hyperion have fall serenaders. They kick off the event each year. Again, the performances are free to the public. No dogs, barbecued, or real vehicles allowed at any time in the concert areas, okay? So Poliwag Concerts in the Park start this Sunday. And it's summer, Joe, so all the concert series are taking place. Malaga Cove Business and Professional Association, along with the Palos Verdes Police Officers Association, is proud to present Concerts in the Park, and that's the concerts at Malaga Cove. And it's going to be a little different this year. You got to check the schedule because they used to do one every Wednesday night. But this year, it's a little different. Most of them are on Wednesdays, but there's like one on Thursday. There's a couple of Wednesdays that there's no concert. So you got to check the schedule. The first concert is on Wednesday, July 8th. And features Eric the Reggae Man, okay? The Malaga Cove Library is located at 2400 Via Campesina in Palos Verdes Estates in the library parking lot just off Via Canale, okay? So it's the 4th of July. That's what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. And just a program note for tomorrow, we're gonna air an encore for Manhattan Beach 360 tomorrow because everybody's off for the holiday. You know, since the 4th of July falls on a Saturday, everybody's taking Friday off.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
It's a great weekend. 4th of July doesn't fall on Saturday very often, does it?
About every 6 years.
Yeah, okay. It rotates. But it's going to be an unusual July 4th. Very, very, very busy. Take extra time everywhere you go. Take a patience pill.
Yes.
And everyone will get where they want to go eventually.
Well, yeah, you know, as I said, particularly when the fireworks are done, you know, we have fireworks up and down the coast.
Right.
You know, so there are going to be people coming to Torrance Beach. There's going to be a ton of people at the Seaside Lagoon. There's going to be a ton of people in El Segundo. And fortunately for us, if the weather, you know, cooperates and there's no low fog, you'll be able to see them up and down the coast. But once the fireworks show is over, everybody has a tendency to just, boom, get up and leave. You know, sit down, relax, take a chill pill, and don't get into the craziness, the crazy traffic afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. This is exciting, Robert. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've talked about a lot of different things. Is there something that we haven't talked about, Robert, that you'd like to get out there?
Well, I would just like to let people know about 1969, the band that I'm playing in. We will be at the Redondo Pier August 8th. We have a gig July 4th. We'll also be at the Pearl Dragon, a great local Asian and sushi restaurant in the Pacific Palisades on August 1st. And we play really up tempo classic rock. We do a lot of Clapton, Rolling Stones, Allman Brothers, things like that. And we invite everybody to come out and party with us and have fun. And we don't think they'd be disappointed.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. Robert obviously has an awful lot on his plate, but all he's interested in doing is being a rock star. I get it.
That's it. When we played the CBSK Cal, it's a quick, funny story. We played the CBSK Cal morning talk show last Sunday, and they were putting a little bit of makeup on us, and I was talking to a makeup artist, and she goes, "Are you married?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "How long have you been married?" I said, "Well, I've been with my wife for a very long time." And she goes, I just love it when rock stars that love and stay with their wives." And I did not correct her. I didn't. I took it all in. That was probably my finest moment of the day. <was hearing that. laughs>
I assume there is a counterpoint to that. Some rock stars have trouble with long-term committed relationships.
Well, that's why John Bon Jovi is so very popular with the ladies.
Yeah.
Because he's been with his wife forever. And speaking of rock stars, Robert, last night, I was at St. Rock in Hermosa. Got to see the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh my God! Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, great show. And
oh
place
yeah,
was packed. Place was packed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's awesome. That must be very fun. That's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful venue. Very comfortable. Food is excellent. Drinks are great.
Yeah, food is really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I might also throw in here that on August 8th we're going to play a special song for the mayor.
Oh.
Mayor Steve Askell is an old friend of mine, and everybody that knows him knows this, but not all members of the public know it. That Mayor Askell is a real deadhead. He's a real Grateful Dead fan.
Yes, he is.
And we're gonna play a special Grateful Dead song on August 8th just for the mayor and for everybody else who's out there too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Steve goes as a member of the Grateful Dead every Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Every Halloween you'll see him in Riviera Village with his dreads and his tie dye shirt and and speaking of the Grateful Dead, their final concert is coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, I just happened to see it last night at St. Rock. They're going to be streaming live from the final concert. So
I believe it's up in Santa Clara, up in Northern California, and it is this weekend. And unfortunately, we have a gig on July 4th, and I can't go. But I am really disappointed to miss that.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure it'll come out on CD. You'll be able to watch it on demand at some point.
Not to age myself, but since we now know that the mayor was watching The Grateful Dead live, I will say that I had the great pleasure of meeting Eric Clapton when he was on stage with Cream, and being in a little small room at the old Shrine Auditorium here in Los Angeles when none other than Jimi Hendrix experience was fine.
Wow.
And we do some Hendrix and Cream, and it was one of the highlights of my musical life, and we'll bring that back to people.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's wonderful.
I'm completely impressed. Completely impressed.
Everything else kind of pales in comparison in my mind to being a musician.
No, we got that. We got that.
Well, I think that about covers it. Yes, Jackie?
Yeah, I was just going to say that Robert has a great love of history. You know, just listening to him talk about, you know, how places have this wonderful background and things get run down over time, and it's wonderful to bring it back, you know, to keep a sense of history. You know, I love old buildings, as you know, Joe.
Yeah.
And the South Bay isn't a particularly old area to begin with, you know, so, you know, maybe, you know, 100 something years old. So it's nice to be able to do something like this to keep some of that history, because it is a rich history.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time that my company, RDR Properties, has been involved in this. I actually chaired the revitalization of downtown Santa Monica and the construction of the Third Street Promenade. And I chaired the city commission that oversaw the whole development and operation of the promenade for many years. And we expect the Redondo Pier and Harbor to be every bit as exciting, if not more. And just to be a place that will really, really make its mark in modern history.
Mm. Yeah, that Third Street Promenade is amazing. A great, great, great job you did there. And, yeah, we expect the same here.
That is truly, truly a high bar. I mean, Robert, the Third Street Promenade, how successful that has been is a national story, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I held a press conference with the former mayor, in all these years, I've probably got as good an institutional memory of who the players were and what happened in the harbor and pier as anybody around today. And when we held when I held a joint press conference with Mike Zislis, the owner of the Shade Hotel, and Mike Jim was then mayor, we held a press conference in 2011 when we first launched the beginning of construction for the Redondo Landing, and I talked about being the first shovel into the sea, and one of the points I made there is that I asked everybody to turn around and look at the pier as it looks today, because it is not going to look like this again once this incredible work is completed. And we are not only revitalizing, but we are creating a new chapter in the history of the pier. And when people look back in 15, 20 years and they're coming down and enjoying what the new offerings, they're going to look back and they're going to say, gosh, I wonder what it used to look like.
Right.
So if anybody goes down today, they can see what it will used to look like in the future, if I can put it so.
Well, it's a golden age for Redondo's harbor area with the revitalization of the pier. And then, of course, the AES plant, whatever happens there, is going to set the stage for even further making this a destination for the entire, you know, the nation, the entire country. And then, of course, people from around the world called Redondo Beach their vacation spot.
It's a very, very exciting time. It is an international destination spot now, but it's only going to get better.
Right. The future is bright. We're so excited to have you with us, Robert Resnick, president of the Redondo Pier Association. Thanks for joining us today, Robert.
My pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
What a great conversation we've had. And there's more to come, ladies and gentlemen. 1969, Saturday night. You got to come out. It's gonna be hot. And
August 8th.
August 8th.
Yeah, for 1969.
For 1969, August 8th. And please, everyone, have a very safe July 4th weekend. Enjoy. Jackie, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye now.